Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, the two dots, v'ho'achim min ha'av, noichlin u'manchilin v'chuli. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, hanasunu batzara v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. So, we're moving along here in the beginning of the 8th perek of Meseches Bava Basra, Perek Yesh Noichlin. We're actually moving along rather quickly. Learn one, drop two, learn one, or maybe another one, drop another two. But we just started. We're already several dafin in. And the topic of the beginning of the Perek is, of course, the first Mishnah. Yesh Noichlin Manchilin, V'yesh Noichlin V'loy Manchilin, Manchilin V'loy Noichlin, and Loy Noichlin V'loy Manchilin. The Mishnah said, V'elu Noichlin Manchilin Ha'avez Habonim, v'habonim es ha'av, v'ha'achin min ha'av, tzimtzveitun mal, noichlin u'manchilin. So, achin min ha'av are noichlin u'manchilin. So, if you have two brothers, brothers that share a common father, as opposed to two brothers that don't share a common father, they only share a common mother, the halach is, if either one of the brothers die, the other brother may potentially yarshin him. Dafka, he's going to yarshin him. You have to go through the seder of Nachlois. But it is possible that there could be Dine Yerusha between two brothers, stating that only if they're Achim Mina'av, not if they're Achim Mina'im, says the Gemara Minalan. What's the Makar that brothers that yarshin have to be Achim Mina'av, as opposed to Achim Mina'im? Now, to be clear, the fact that brothers yarshin, that's Mefurish in the Torah. The Torah, when it goes through its Seder of Nachlois, at some point says, Umesatem es nachalosoi lachim. In fact, if you go through the Torah Shebiksav, it sounds like the order is son, daughter, brother. So brother is actually number three in the order. The question of the Gemara, Minolon, is how do you know that the Taich of Achiv means Achim Mina'av? Maybe it means Achim Mina'av or Achim Mina'im, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbo. Rabbo said, Asya Achva Achva Mibnei Yaakov. We learn it from Gzeirah Shava. Achva Achva, those are the words from the children of Yaakov. Malahalo Mina'av, Eloi Mina'im. Just like the Bnei Yaakov were Achim Mina'av, they weren't Achim Mina'im. Afkan, so too, when the Torah says Achiv in the context of Yerusha, it's Mina'av, Eloi Mina'im. So where does it say Achva in the context of the Bnei Yaakov? So the Rashbam quotes the Pasuk. It says, Shneim Osar Avodecho, Achim Anachnu Bnei Ish Echad. So the brothers were saying there were all 12 brothers. Now, there were four mothers, but one father. They were Achim and Av, they weren't Achim and Aim. We have Gzeir Shava, the word Achva that it says by Nachlois, and the word Achva that it says by the Bnei Yaakov. But the Gemara asks, Sakasha Velobli, I don't understand, why do you need Gzeir Shava to teach me this halacha? Mi mishpachta v'yarash oisa. Ksiv. Why can't we learn it from the fact that the Torah says, Mi mishpachta v'yarash oisa, and we saw this drasha already. We learn from there, mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, mishpachas aim, ena kriya mishpacha. Meaning, there's a halacha that underpins the entirety of Seder Nachlois. Not just brothers, but really the entire Hilchas Nachlois. And that is mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, mishpachas aim, ena kriya mishpacha. That means your paternal relatives are considered your relatives. Your maternal relatives are not considered your relatives. Now, to be clear, in the world of Arayas and other sugis and shas, of course, mishpachas aim is kriya mishpacha. But there's a special drasha, mi mishpachtoi v'yarash oisa, that teaches me mishpachtoi dafka mishpachas av is kriya mishpacha, but not mishpachta. Mishpachas aim is ena kriya mishpacha. Achim min ha'av are mishpachas ha'av. Achim min ha'aim are mishpachas ha'aim. So, Freita Gemara, why do I need a gzeirah shavah to teach me this halacha? L'chura, I know this from the more general, the more yisoidis thing, the more fundamental halacha that underpins the entirety of Seder Nachlois. Because Achim min ha'aim are mishpachas aim, and mishpachas aim in Hilchas Nachlois is ein ukriy mishpachas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ein hach inami. Gemara doesn't do that every day. You're 100% right. I concede. The tzushtel of Rabba's Asya Achva Achmo b'bnei Yaakov was an inaccurate tzushtel. Now, Rabba said it, And Rabbi didn't make a mistake. He must have said it in another context. V'chi itmar de Rabbi, when did Rabbi say it? Le'inyin yibum itmar. He was learning Masechtas Yevamos, not Yeshtoichlin. Similar, but he was learning Yevamos. And in Yevamos is a halacha where it says in the Turkey, Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. And what's the taich of Achim, Achim in Ahav? And Rabbi said, what's the makar that it's Achim in Ahav? He said, Exereshava. The Achim in the parasha of Yevamos to Shneim Osar Avodecha Achim Anach. It's the same word. Achim, Achim. Not just Achva, Achva. That's actually Achim, Achim. Not that it matters. V'shav HaKoyin, Uva HaKoyin. But happens to be a more perfect Zereshava. And it was in that context that Rabbi said his halacha. But Enochinami, as it relates to Hilchis Nachlois, you don't have to come on to Zereshava because it's a general din. Mishpachas Av, Kruya Mishpacha. Mishpachas Eim, Eino, Kruya Mishpacha. Either way. Moving along in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first discussed the Neuchlin Umanchilin. Then the Mishnah said, Ho'ish es imoy, ve'ho'ish es ishtoy, u'bnei achoyos, Neuchlin v'loy manchilin. So the second category of Neuchlin and Manchilin are the ones that are Neuchlin, but they're not Manchilin. So Ho'ish es imoy is one of the examples of Neuchlin v'loy manchilin. So if a mother dies, her son, and as we'll see in a moment, daughter as well, have a schus tiyarshin. If a mother's child dies, the mother will never have a schus tiyarshin the child. Says the Gemara, mina hani mili. Now, what does the Gemara mean here when it says mina hani mili? So the last Rashbam on the Amid addresses it, and if you look at the last part of the last line of that last Rashbam, the Rashbam explains that the Gemara is really asking two questions. In the Minoha Nimili, licked two questions. Number one, how do you know that the halach is that ho'ish yoyrish es imay? How do you know that that's even the case? Additionally, how do you know that if a woman dies, a mother, and she leaves over a son and a daughter, that the halacha is that the son is going to yarshan before the daughter? Meaning, in the general parsha of Nachlis, it's mefurish in the Torah, that the son comes first. It's only if there's no son, v'avartem es nachlasi l'bita. The question is, number one, how do you know that if a mother dies, the son yarshans? But more than that, it seems, even though it wasn't beforehand in the Mishnah, but it seems, and that's for sure the halacha, that the same Hilchis Kedima in Nachlis that you have when a father dies, you have when a mother dies. And part and parcel of the Gemara's question, Minani Mili, is how do you know that it follows that Seder? Now, to be clear, the Mishnah didn't say that. And Minani Mili is really a commentary on the Mishnah. All the Mishnah said was, Ha'ish es imay is Neuchel v'loy manchel. So you see that a child yarshins his mother. Nobody said that the man comes before the woman. That certainly wasn't mefurish in the Mishnah. Maybe it's implicit in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is, the Gemara's question is twofold. Number one, how do you know that there's a Hilchis Yerusha when the mother dies? And number two, how do you know that the son comes before the daughter in the same way that the son comes before the daughter when the father dies? Says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanan. We know it from the following Braisa. Now this Braisa is darshaning a pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamidvav Pasuk Ches. This is a Pasuk of Parshas Maaseh. So we mentioned in the introduction to Yeh Neuchlin that the Torah talks about the laws of Nachlis in two places, both in Sefer Bamidbar. The first time is in Parshas Pinchas, the second time is in Parshas Maaseh, both in the context of the Bnei Slavchad, but this is in the second Parsha. And it says over there, V'chol Bas Yoreshes Nachala Mimatois Bnei Yisrael, the end of the Pasuk is, Le'echad Mimishpachas Matei Yoviyo Tia Le'isha. Now this pasuk, the Gemara is going to darshan in the coming dafin. The Rashbam brings some of those drushes here already in his pirush on the Gemara. We don't really have to go into those drushes now. We'll get to Be'ezer Hashem. But the general idea of that pasuk is discussing the taina that the Bnei Gilad came to Moshe Rabbeinu with, and that is that if you're going to allow the Bnei Slavcha to yarshan, they may marry out of the Shevet. They're going to have children, and when they die, their children will yarshan them, or their husbands will yarshan them, and as a result, we're going to end up losing out from our nachla. So the Bnei Slavcha came with a taina, lama yigara, and you satisfied them, but recognize, lama yigaru, why should we lose out? Why should the entire Sheva lose out? Because of what's happening, there's the possibility and the vulnerability that maybe we can end up losing some of our nachla. And Moshe Rabbeinu responded, Enochinami, Yaos, you're saying very good. And the lav of woman marrying outside her shevet was introduced in that parsha. Regardless, so when the pasuk is discussing this concern, it says v'chol bas yoyreshes nachalo mimatis b'nei. So this is the premise of the concern, that a daughter yarshins, and if she does, and she ends up marrying outside the shevet, eventually some of what she yarshined is going to end up leaving the shevet. But regardless, it says that the bas is yoreshes nachala mimatois b'nei Yisrael. Matois is a lashon rabbim. It almost sounds like this girl may potentially yarshin from two shvatim. What does that mean? Heich bas yoreshes shnei matois. Meaning, when does a bas yarshin? I guess if her father dies. Okay, so her father belongs not to two shvatim. Father belongs to one shevet. Ela zusha via mishevet echad, v'ima mishevet acha. Where's an agea that a bas would be a reshes mimatois? If she has a father that belongs to one shevet, a mother that belongs to another shevet, she yarshins her father, she yarshins her mother, thus she ends up getting two umesu, meaning they both die, virashasam, and she ends up yarshining both of them. So you say, Maris, you see that a daughter could yarshin her mother. If a daughter can yarshin her mother, so you see there's an idea of Yerusha Soim. So, minohani mili. Again, there's more that we need to get to, but this is the starting point. V'ho'ishas ima, you see it from this pasuk, v'chol bas, yoreshes nachalo mimatois b'nei Yisrael, that it's possible for a bas to yarshin shtei mitais. Her father was from one mata, and her mother was from another mata. From here, I know that a daughter can yarshin her mother, ben minai, and how do you know that a son can yarshin his mother? Amrit, so the Gemara says, kal v'chayme. That's easy. That's a basic kavuchem. Ma bashu rekoichem and chseyav. Yof rekoichem and achsoem. Ma dechabas whose koyach is inferior. It's a little weaker. It's a little schwacher when it comes to nichseyav. How so? She yarshins after the son. Yet you see she can yarshin and chseyoem. So ben sheyof rekoichem and chseyav. Inu din sheyof rekoichem and achsoem. The son who comes before the daughter but nichseyav certainly would be able to yarshin me nichseyoem. Meaning a son is a better yorish than a daughter is. V'haraya when the sons the daughters don't yarshin at all. So if the son's a better yorish than the daughter, and the daughter could be Yerush as Ima, certainly the son would be able to be Yerush Ima as well. And the Brisa continues and says, Umimakim Shabbos, once I know from here that the daughter yarshins and that the son yarshins, I take it a step weiter and I say, Malahalon ben koidem labas, Afkan ben koidem labas. Just like when it comes to Yerusha Sa'av, the ben comes before the bas, the boy yarshins before the girl, the son yarshins before the daughter, so too when it comes to Yerusha Soeim, that is going to be the same exact way. So what's the makar that ho'ishas yerushas imoy v'chol bas yerushas nachala mimatis b'nei Yisrael? And again, that pasuk's not such an easy pasuk. Rashbam sends up to Gemara's later in the parak. Like we said, Be'ez Hashem will get there. But the simplicity of the drasha is very simple. There's an idea that a bas is yereshes shnei matois. How is she yereshes shnei matois? Zusha avia mishevet echa, v'ima mishevet acha. Okay, so all I see is the bas. How do I know the ben? That's a kal v'chaymer. The ben is always a better yoresh. Umimakim shabas. And once you understand that the bas and the ben are yoresh, and not just that, I know this kal v'chaymer, so to speak, I know that the ben is Yerush as Imai from where? From the fact that the ben has a kedima when it comes to Yerusha Sav. So from there, I also apply another thing, and that is that just like there, the ben comes before the bas, so to here, the ben is going to come before the bas. Stating that, now everybody agrees with this. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amru, Mishum, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsuv, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, they both said over in the name of Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsuv, Echad HaBen, Echad HaBas, Shovim B'nichse Yoem. That it's true. The bas is yereshes es ima. The chobas yereshes nachalom imatis b'nei Yisrael. And the ben is also based on the kal v'chomer. But at the same time, the bas and the ben, when it comes to Yerusha Sa'av, are going to be the same. Meaning, although when it comes to Yerusha Sa'av, the ben is kaidim, psukim in the Torah, but when it comes to Yerusha Sa'av, there they're going to be one and the same. My time, what's the makar? Dayoy. Why? Because what's the whole makar that the ben could be yeresh as imai? It's not beforeish in the Torah. The Torah only says that the bas is yeresh as ima. It's learned out from a kalva chaymer. Meaning, if the bas is yeresh, certainly the ben has to be yeresh as well. I know ben from bas. So if I know ben from bas, ben can't be better than bas. That's what Daya Lava Menadin Lias Kenodim is. So if Bas is Yeresh, for sure Ben is Yeresh. That's Kal v'chomer. But to tell me that I'm going to learn from Bas Ben, and that Ben's even going to be better than Bas, that already violates the principle of Daya. That's what we know is Daya, love him, and Adin, Lias, Kenodin. So Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsov held that Echad HaBen ve'Echad HaBas Shoven when it comes to Nichseb. Says the Tana Kabbalah, Darish Daya, it sounds like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsov holds of Daya, and as a result, he holds that when it comes to Nichseb Yo'em, the son and the daughter are the same. It sounds like the Chachamim don't hold of Daya. Is that possible? Vadaya day raisa, who daya is a din day raisa, the tanya. We learned in a braisa, midin kalvachimer ketzad. What is the source of kalvachimer? Or what is the mahalach of how a kalvachimer works? The pasuk says, "Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, va'avi yorek yorek b'fanel haloisi kolim shivas yamin." Now, the context over there is Miriam spoke lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that because of this, Miriam needs to be locked up, so to speak. She needs to be by herself in isolation for a period of time. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if she would have done what she did towards her father, her biological father. So what would have happened? She would have been locked up for 7 days. If that's the case, now this is all in the Teresh of Alpeh, because it's not all Mefurish and the Psokim. Now that she did something towards the Shechina, really, she should be put away for 14 days. Stating that, how long was Miriam really a mitzvah? How long did she have to be in isolation? It was only for 7 days. So really, the cheshbon was that it should have been 14 days. Why? Because to her biological father, there would have been a hesker of 7 days. Kal v'chomer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should have to be for 14 days. But at the same time, it's going to end up being 7 days. Now, by the way, what's that Kal v'chomer? That if she would have done something to her father, it would have been 7 days. Oh, so now that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now it has to be 14 days. So there's a Tosfos in Bava Kama, Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, where Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos brings different pshatim and what that cheshbon is. We don't need that. But the point is, there was some Kal v'chomer that really she should have been locked up for 14 days. Aval Lamaisa, how long was she locked up for? Only for 7 days. So the Gemara speaks out again. If for Avia it would have been 7 days, then for the Shechina it should be 14 days. Yet how long was it? It was only 7 days. Why? Must be because of Dayoi, Lavam and Adin, Lios Kenada. Meaning, because at the end of the day, how do I know Shechina? I know Shechina from Avia. And if Avia is only 7 days, that Shechina can't be more than 7 days either. All we need is one thing. There's something called Dayoi, Lavam and Adin, Lios Kenada, and it's learned out from a Pasuk. It's a din by rice. It's a freight to Gemara that I don't understand. Reb Chaim ben Akatsav said Echad ben Echad Bas when it comes to Yerusha Zo'ein. Why? When it comes to Yerusha Zo'ein, the Ben is Koidim. The Teretz is because Dayi love him and Adin Lias Kenadon. What? The Tanakam is Choylik on Dayi? How could the Tanakam loy darish Dayi? But Dayi de Raisu, I know it from a Pasuk in the Torah. So the Gemara says you're right. But Alma darish Dayi. Really, the Tanakam darshins Dayi. Vashani Hoch, here it's different. On my crop, because the Pasuk says, Mi Matois. And we learn from there, Makish Mateho Eim Le Mateho Of. The Pasuk says, Matois. Vechol Basio Reshes Nachalo Mi Matois Bnei Yisrael. And this is not just some random word. This is the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of Yerusha So'em. And in that pasuk, we makish the mata ha'em to the mata of. And we learn from there, ma mata of, ben koydon labas. Just like when it comes to mata of, if the father dies, the son comes before the daughter. Af mata ha'em, ben koydon labas. So too, if the mother dies, it's going to go with the same seder. Either way, we have a braisa, a major machloikis, tanoim, Rab Zechariah ben Akatsov, and the Tanakama. Whether, when it comes to Yerusha Sa'im, you have the Seder of Ben Koidim Labas, or you don't have the Seder of Ben Koidim Labas. The Tanakama said that, yeah, just like when it comes to Yerusha Sa'av, Ben is Koidim Labas, so to Yerusha Sa'im, it's also Ben Koidim Labas. Rab Zechariah ben Akatsav said not that way. He said that it's true when the father dies, Ben is Koidim Labas, Psukim in the Torah, but when the mother dies, not. And the reason is because the whole Makar to Yerusha Sa'im by a Ben is Kal V'chomer from Bas. In Kal V'chomer, there's a din of Daya Lovim and Adin, Lias Kenadin. Thus, the Ben could be as good as the Bas, but it can't be better than the Bas. What does the Tanakama do with the Svar of Daya? Everybody holds of Daya. So what does the Tanakama do with the Svar of Daya? It's true, there's a daya, but shani hachad amakra. Here there's a pasuk. There's a hekish. It says mimatis makish mato im mato of, and the hekish overrides the daya, and that's why, according to the chachamim, even though it's true based on the principle of daya, here maybe it should be different. Abalamaisa, I have a hekish, and it's for that reason the same kedima that you have by Yerusha Sa'av, which is ben kaidon labas, you're going to have when it comes to Yerusha Sa'im as well. So just to recap again. A slightly different nusach. The Mishnah had said, "Ve'elu noichlin v'loy manchilin ha'ishes imoy minani mili." The Rashbam said, "What's the question, minani mili? How do you know that there's something called Yerusha So'im? And additionally, how do you know that the ben comes before the bas? What's the makar to Yerusha So'im? It's a pasuk in the parasha of Nachlois. It's not mimerchak tavi lachma. This is not a tnan hasam. It's alatar. It's mefurish in parshas Masa. Albeit the chol bas yereshes nachala mimatois bnei Yisrael heich bas yereshes shnei matois elazusha avia mishevet echad v'ima mishevet achar. How do you know that the ben comes before the bas? That's a dot convoluted. It's based on the fact that it says matos and makish mata of lamata ha'aim, and just like mata ha'av ben is koydon labas, so to mata ha'aim ben is koydon labas. Now, that hekish only works if I even know that the ben yarshins. How do I know the ben yarshins? That the Gemara brought a different step, and that is a kal v'chaymer. So from a kal v'chaymer, I know that the ben yarshins, and from the hekish, I know that the ben is koydon labas. Just so happens, not everybody agrees that the ben is koydon labas. There's another shita, the shita of Reb Zechai ben Akatzav. And the Gemara now is going to discuss a little bit, so what's the halach? Do we paskin like the chachamim, the Tanakama, that the ben is koydon labas when it comes to Yerusha Sa'im, or do we paskin like Reb Zechai ben Akatzav? And it's interesting, there's some sugis in Shas where you go through a Gemara, and when the Gemara talks about the halacha l'maisa, the Gemara tells stories, and there seems to be an uncharacteristic amount of drama associated with the halacha, which I think is a little bit of insight into the prominence that this halacha must have played back in the time. As if you had to be there, right? But there are some Gemaras where the Gemara will literally discuss a halachic shayla and then tell five anecdotes of different meisim where different amiram wanted to paskin one way or the other, and it seems like it was a very emotionally charged type of inyan where this halacha almost took on a life of its own, right? This Gemara, as we're about to see, is a classic example of this. So the Gemara says as follows, Rav Nitai. So there was an Amora whose name was Rav Nitai, and he once wanted a paskin like Rav Zechariah ben Akasov. So Shmuel told him, "Kamanke Zechariah, you want a paskin like who? Like Zechariah, right? Rav Zechariah to us, but that's who you want a paskin like? Office Zechariah. What does it mean? Office Zechariah. So the Rashbam says, Botlu Dvarav. Shein Alacha Kamoisai. The whole Zechariah is bottle. He's bottle. You don't have to rechen with Zechariah, you're not allowed to rechen with Zechariah. Ein halacha k'moisa. Rav Tavla of Adubadik Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. Rav Tavla once paskined a maisa like Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told him, "Mayhi, what's going on over here? Why are you paskined like Rav Zechariah?" Amalei Se told him, "Amar Rav Chinen Rav Shlami Mishmei de Rav halacha Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav." What do you mean? Because Rav Chinen Rav Shlami said in the name of Rav that halacha is like Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. So if Rav holds halacha is like Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav, I think that's a good reason to paskin like Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. Amalei Se told him, "Zila Hadabach, I want you. First things first, right? Hang up and first thing you have to do is take back your psak, the Eloi, and if you don't do that, mafik nolach Rav Chinen Rav Shlamya miunyek," which literally means I'm going to take Rav Chinen Rav Shlamya out of your ear. Now, Rav Chinen Rav Shlamya, I don't think was in Rav Tavla's ear. So, what he meant to say was that the way the Rashbam explains it is that I'm going to put you in cherim v'lo yisayei alach Rav Chinen Rav Shlamya. I'm going to take him out of you, meaning you're going to quote him from today till tomorrow. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to put you in cheirim, and this whole thing is going to be over. Rav Huna Bar Chiya, he tried to once do like Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav. By the way, that's in contrast to Rav Tavla, who was Ovad Uvya. But it's more like Rav Nitai, who was sovar lemevad of the Rav Chaim ben Akatsav. Some wanted to do it, and they were literally stopped at the last second. Rav Tavla actually did it. That's why he had to unwind it. But either way, so Rav Huna bar Chia wanted to do a maisa like Rav Chaim ben Akatsav. He wanted a paskin like him. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told him, "My hi, what's going on over here? Why are you going like Rav Chaim ben Akatsav?" Amalei, so he told him, Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, "Now Rav Huna bar Chia is the one doing the maisa. He's quoting the famous Rav Huna." And Rav Huna said, "Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, halacha k'Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav." So again, it's Rav. If Rav said the halacha is like Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav, so of course that's why I want to do that. Amalei, so he told him, "Ashalachle," or "Ashalachle." I'm going to send it to him. I'm going to let him know that you just quoted him. Meaning, I'm going to let Rav Huna know that you just quoted Rav Huna as saying that he heard from Rav that the halacha is like Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav. Meaning, you're telling me that you heard from Rav Huna, who said the name of Rav, that the halacha is like Rav Zecharia. He said, "No worries, I'm going to let Rav Huna know." And when Rav Huna bar Chia heard that ichsef, all of a sudden, he got a little bit embarrassed. And he said, "You know what? Maybe that's not such a good idea. Let's not do this." Amalei, Rav Nachman told him, "Hashdiki noch nafshi de Rav Huna." He said, "Had Rav Huna not been alive anymore, esrisas lekavli, then you would have been brazen and you would have followed through. Yeah, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Talach Zechai ben Akatsav. I was able to get you to stop, and the reason I was able to get you to stop is because I said I'm going to send it to Rav Huna." Now, just to come off a breath for 1 second. So what's going on over here? Anand said, Rav Huna bar Chia is misquoting Rav Huna on purpose. And the minute Rav Nachman tells him that I'm going to go let Rav Huna know, suddenly he gets scared, like Rav Nachman called his bluff, and oh, Yadachanami, you're 100% right. He walked away. Like, what's even happening over here? So the Rashbam says, of course, Chalila, Rav Huna bar Chia wasn't making anything up. So then why was he intimidated when Rav Nachman told him that I'm going to go let Rav Huna know? The Teretz is Rav Nachman was a shtickle bluffing. That's a little bit what was happening. And Rav Huna bar Chia got scared that Shema Chaza by Rav Huna. Maybe Rav Huna was Chayzer. I don't know. I thought Rav Huna said it, and he did say it, but maybe it was Chayzer. He just started doubting himself. When Rav Nachman came so stark, "I'm going to let Rav Huna know," so Rav Huna bar Chia got a little bit scared. He said, "You know something? I don't know." He wasn't 100% confident, mitamo. Maybe he didn't hear right, or he heard right. Maybe Rav Huna was chayzer. He just started getting a little bit nervous. Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman, ki yodua. Needs no introduction. And as a result, that's sort of how this played itself out. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, v'iyu kaman savra, who did Rav Nachman hold? Like, Rav Nachman is so confident in all these stories that the halacha is not like Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav. Right? Rav Nachman is the one that keeps on saying this. So why did Rav Nachman feel so strongly this way? The Gemara says, because he held ki hadi Rav Shmuel d'amri travayu ein halacha k'Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav. Because he had a messiah that Rav and Shmuel both said that the halacha is not like Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav. It's actually interesting. So who says the halacha is not like Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav? It's Rav and Shmuel. Now, if you go through the three stories a little more carefully, Shmuel, we know. Shmuel was the first story. He said, "Aface Zecharia." So we know Shmuel holds in Alach Reb Zecharia ben Akatsav. But you had different Amayurim that were quoting Rav, Sai Rav Huna bar Chia, who's saying it in the name of the famous Rav Huna, and Rav Tavla, and they're both saying that Rav did say that the halacha is like Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav, but Rav Nachman had a different Masoira, that it was a Rav Shmuel d'Amri Travayu, and if it's a Rav Shmuel d'Amri Travayu, it's checkmate, right? If Rav and Shmuel both hold something, there's probably not another opinion, and as a result, the halacha Rav Nachman felt very strongly was that in halacha k'Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav. So again, as promised, as we saw in the Gemara, there's a disproportionate amount of drama. I mean, mamish, very sharp, as it relates to yeah halacha k'Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav or in halacha k'Rav Zecharia ben Akatsav. But there's one more Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mistamach va'ozel Rav Yanai akasva de Rav Samloy Shamoy." So Rav Yanai was once walking and he was leaning on the shoulder of his gabbai, who was Rab Simloy. And as they're walking, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, not to be confused with Yehuda Nasi, right? This is an Enoch of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He was walking towards them. Amalei. So Rab Simloy told Rav Hanai, "Bar Inish to Asa Likiblono," the person that's coming towards us, referring to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, "Hu Yoi, as a Gutemensch," Rami Loshin Yaos, targum in the parish of Nachlois. Hu yoi v'gulse yoi, and he's wearing a very fine garment, right? He's wearing very chashuva clothing. The Rashbam is not sure. Does it mean he was taka wearing some very expensive garment, or does it mean that he was wearing a talis shel talmidei chachamim? But either way, kimata legabe, when he came a little bit closer to him, goshesha. So Reb Yanai, he felt the beged of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Amar Leisi, he told him, Dein Shiyura Kisak. He said, this cloth, he said, this is not some chashuva cashmere. Dein Shiyura Kisak. He said, this is the sheer of this Indian. It's mamish like a sackcloth. Meaning in Hilchas Tumah, when you have a little piece of clothing and you want to know what the sheer tumah is, whatever the sheer tumah of the sack is, this is what it's going to be. Okay. Bayamine. In the meantime, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya asked Rabbi Yanai a question. How do you know that when it comes to Nichseyim, if a mother dies and he leaves over a son and a daughter, that the son yarshins before the daughter? Amalei, so he told him, the pasuk says, Matos, Makish, Matos, Eim, Matos, not Matos, Ben Koydom, Labas, Matos, Eim, Ben Koydom, Labas. Right? The drosha that we had on the top of the yomit, that price. Amalei, so he told him, Ima, to of Bechor Noitel Pishnayim, Af Matos, Eim, Bechor Noitel Pishnayim. So Yehuda Nasiya came with an interesting follow up question. He said, if there's a hekish between Mato Avlo, Mato Eim, then why don't we say that just like when a man dies, his Bechor gets Pishnayim of his Yerusha? So we're going to get into the sugis of Pishnayim, Shain Eimol, later in the Perek. But everyone knows that if a man dies and he leaves over his sons, all the sons Yarshim, but at the same time, the Bechor gets a double portion, right? He gets Pishnayim. But if a mother dies and leaves over Bechor, the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. But if there's a hekish between Mato of Lamato, and the hekish teaches me Ben Koydim Labas, even though in Svara, Dayalovim and Adon Lias Kenadon. So if that's the case, maybe when it comes to Pishnayim, you should say the same thing. So why don't you say that the mother's Bechor also gets Pishnayim? Amalei Lashamois, Rabbi Yanai heard this question that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya asked, which sounds like, I think, a good question to us. So he turned to his Gabay Rab Simloin, he told him, good. He says, let's go weiter. I want you to take me away from this conversation. M'shoich oisi ve'elech, no fool, right? Hit the pedal. Why? Leis din tzvila meila. Because this person's not holding by learning. What do you mean he's not holding by learning? He's having a nice conversation with him and learning. Elo says Rashbam, lahakshis dvarim she'enen tzrichen. He just wants to ask kashas. Kaloyme de dover kal hu letar. He's asking such a silly question. He said, this is his question. He's not holding by learning. Yeah, he wants to. He's not holding by really learning. That's not his Indian. And as a result, he says, no, I don't have any time for this. It was for the time of my, I don't know, sounds like a good kasha to me. In fact, not for time of my. Like, why did Rabbi Yanai say this? For time of mind, what's takip shat? That there's no din pishnayim. When it comes to Yerusha Sa'im, Amir Abaya, Sa'abaya said, Amakra, it says in the Torah, Bechol Hashem Yimotzei. Now, this pasuk is in the parasha of Pishnayim, which is already in Dvarim Perek Chafal, pasuk Yizayin. This is in Parashas Kiseitze, psukim that we're really going to darshan, right? So the Ika parasha of Yerusha is in Parashas Pinchas and Parashas Maaseh. There are some other psukim tucked away. This is a very important one. And it says in the Torah, Ki es habechor Ben Asnua Yaker, Lasse Sloy Pishnayim, right? This is the Pishnayim. Bechola Shay Motse Loy, Kihu Rashis Oinoi, Loy Mishpata Bechor. So, Abaya said, it says that the Bechor gets Pishnayim, Lasse Sloy, referring to the Bechor, Pishnayim, a double portion, Bechola Shay Motse Loy. What do you mean, Bechola Shay Motse Loy? Anything that he had, he meaning the father. So, anything that the father had, the Bechor is going to get Pishnayim. And it's Mashmaloy, the Loy Law, only him. So, if a mother dies, she leaves over Bechor, there's no Dim Pishnayim. So, it's true there's a Hekish, but this Drosha is Mafkia from the Hekish. Maybe the only time that Allah is Bechol Hashem Yimotzei Loy is if this child, this Bechor, is his Bechor, but not her Bechor. Meaning, he was a Bechor when he got married. He didn't have any previous children. She was an almana, however, when she got married. She had previous children. So, in this situation where the boy is his Bechor and not her Bechor, he only gets Pishnayim from his father, not from his mother. Meaning, Kilu, there would have been a Solka Daitach that if he's a Bechor to his father, even when the mother dies, despite the fact that he's not the mother's Bechor, maybe he should still get a Pishnayim. Kamash Mala, that's not the case. That's what the Pasuk means, Bechol Hashem Yimotzei Loy, because he's only his Bechor and he's not her Bechor. Avo Bechor, Shenasa Besula. But maybe when you have a situation where a Bechor married a Besula, and now you have a child that is a Bechor Le'av and a Bechor Le'ein, so he's going to get Pishnayim from the Av, and he'll also get Pishnayim from the Ein. Meaning, this drasha of Bechor La'ashim Matzi Lo'i is maybe only being Mafkia when it's not her Bechor. If it's not her Bechor, why do you need Avka? Because it's his Bechor, right? They're married. And because it's his Bechor, so it is a Bechor, so I would have thought that he gets the Pishnayim, even in her Chela, Kamash Malal, because he's not her Bechor, so he doesn't get her Pishnayim. But let's say he would be his Bechor and her Bechor. Meaning, there's no Afkar that there's no Parsha of Pishnayim when it comes to the mother. There's only a Mekar that there's no Parsha of Pishnayim when it comes to the mother when he's not the mother's Bechor, maybe. But maybe if he's the mother's Bechor, yeah, a little convoluted. But the Gemara says, meaning, in the event that it's Bach Shanas Al Besula, Hach and Ami the Shakel, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. As mitbagegin zich mit Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it's going to be a good day. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Amakra, that it says in the Pasuk, Reishis Oinoi, and we learn from there, Oinoi v'loi Oina. Because after it says, B'chol HaShem Matzi Loi, it says in the Torah, Kihu Reishis Oinoi. And we learn from there, only Reishis Oinoi has a schos and pishnayim, as opposed to Reishis Oina. Oh, so you see, it's Tafka from the father, not from the Gemara says, Humi Boile, Labach, and the Fallim, the Lahavi B'chol Lenachlo. I hear the drosh of Reishis Oina. The problem is, this drasha was already taken for something else. It's coming to teach me that what happens if somebody had children, aber Rachmana Letzlan, the children were all nefallim. So they all died shortly after childbirth, and really, they didn't just die shortly after childbirth, they weren't capable of living. They were nefallim. The halacha is that the first child that's born afterwards that's not a nefal is the Bechor L'Nachla. Rashbam says a little bit of a chiddush, because when it comes to the laws of Kedushas Bechor, like Pidyon HaBen, etc., so there, it's totally in Pet Derechem, so nefalim do count as children. But a Nachla not, and I know it from a drasha. And what is the drasha? The drasha is, it says in the Torah, Reishis Oinoi, in the parish of Nachlois, and we learn from there, Misha Liboy Dova Olav, Yotza Zeshe Ein Liboy Dova Olav, that the only time a child is considered a Bechor L'Inyan Nachla is if it's Azasar child, and when the child dies, the father is going to be Mesabel. There's going to be Aninos, Oinoi Miloshen Oinein. There's going to be Aninos, there's going to be Avelos. That's the only time you have that Halacha. Otherwise not. And I know that from the word Reishis Oinoi. You can't tell me Reishis Oinoi is coming to teach me that there's no din pishnayim, there's no din bechor when it comes to a mother. I need it for this. But the Gemara says, "Im kein oy bazay le makra ki hu reishis oin." If that's all the pasuk wanted to say, then just say the word oin ki hu reishis oin. Oin would teach me the loshen dava. It's me loshen oinain. Ah, so I know to be mamaye nefalim. But also, I would be marba whether it's oinoi or oina. My oinoi. So why did Torah say oinoi? Shma mina tarti. It's coming to teach me this halach as well. So how do I know that a mother that dies and leaves over Bechor, there's no Pishnayim, it's from Oinoi V'loy Oinoi. It's not from V'chol HaShem Yimotzei Loi, because there you can learn some of the halacha, but not all of the halacha. But from Oinoi, that, but the Gemara says, V'akati, there's still another possibility. Maybe Oinoi V'loy Oinoi tells me that in the event that this child is only a Bechor to the mother, not a Bechor to the father, so then you don't have the halacha of Pishnai, meaning where this child is the offspring of an Almoin that married a Besula. So that this child's father had children from a previous marriage, but his mother was a Pesula. She did not have any children from a previous marriage. And here the Torah is saying that even though he's a Bechor to his mother, he's not going to get Pishnayim. Avo Bacha Shenasa Besula, but in the event that it's a Bacha Shenasa Besula, where again, he's the Bechor side to his father and to his mother, Hachinami the Shachu, maybe he gets Pishnayim not only from his father, but from his mother as well. So the truth is, the Rashbam explains, like, what's this Ve'ema? Like, this Ve'ema is a little bit trickier. But the Rashbam says that maybe the way this Ve'ema works is with a Migu. That Migu that this person is already a Bechor La'aviv. So maybe also he would get the Pishnayim for the chelik of his mother as well. Meaning, migu, that when his father dies, he's going to get Pishnayim. Why? Because he's Reishis Oinoi. So, Solkatai Techamina, I would have thought that when his mother dies, he'd also get Pishnayim. Again, we're talking about where he is a Bechor La'av and a Bechor La'ein. Right? That's a fact. And even though you have Oinoi V'loi Oinoi, maybe that's only Memayit when he's not a Bechor La'av. Where all he is Bechor La'ein. But could be where he's a Bechor La'av. And when the father dies, he's going to get Pishnayim from his father. So then maybe he should also get Pishnayim from his mother, because Migu, he has a Din Bechor. Right? It's not just a Migu he has a toyar of Bechor L'Nachlo as it relates to Av, so maybe he should have the toyar of Bechor L'Nachlo as it relates to Aim as well. Either way, so the Gemara says, Elam Arava, so Rava said that this drush in of itself is also not enough. You have to come on to another drush, right? So till now it was Abaya talking. Elam Arava, so Rava comes in and he saved the day. On Makro, it says in the Pasuk, Loi mishpat habechayra. That's the end of the pasuk, and we learn from there mishpat habechayra leish. V'loi mishpat habechayra leisha. That it's dafka leish. That's loi v'loi leisha. It's actually interesting because Rava is saving the day, but he's being mitzi mikra midei pshutai, and the reason is because loi mishpat habechayra is not referring to the father. Loi mishpat habechayra is referring to the child. It's referring to the bechayr. About filu hachi, it was a drasha. And the drasha was from loi mishpat habechayra. That's where we learned this halacha. So the bottom line is, there are many remozim in the pasuk of the bechayr getting pishnayim to this inyan of maybe it's dafka when the father dies, not when the mother dies. It says, losis loi pishnayim b'chal hashi imotzei loi, ki ureishis oinoi, loi, the way Rava darshined it, mishpat habechayra. The bottom line is, with all the three drashas, we end up with this halacha, that even though there's a hekish, makish mata avla mato aim, but at the same time, when it comes to pishnayim, it's only pishnayim from the father, not pishnayim from the mother. And even if this child is a bechar to his mother, and even if the child is a bechar to his father and to his mother, so when the father dies, he's going to get pishnayim. So maybe then, altsmigu, he should also get a pishnayim when the mother dies. Loi mishpatam bechayra, we learn from there that it's dafka when the father dies, there's a pishnayim, but when the mother dies, there is no pishnayim, and we are going to stop here. So just to speak out a little bit of raid and really go back to the first raid bite of the perek, right? We interrupted it with two dafin from the previous cycle, but just to go back to the first ha'ara, really, that we spoke about in the perek, and that is Rashi, right in the beginning of the parasha of Nachlois, when the Torah introduces the Bnei Slavchad, says that the Torah gives us the full yichus brief of the Bnei Slavchad. Vatekravna Bnei Slavchad, ben Chefer, ben Gilo, ben Macher, ben Menashe, lemishpachos Menashe ben Yosef. And Rashi was bothered really with those last words. Lemishpachos Menashe ben Yosef. You want to tell me that Slavchad is the son of Chefer, who is the son of Gilo, who is the son of Macher, who is the son of Menashe? I hear. But once I know that, I know everything. Lemishpachos Menashe ben Yosef. Those words seem to be extra. And Rashi says, Lomonema, why did those words have to be said? Says Rashi, the reason is Loi Melacha Yosef Chivei Vesa Aretz. Yosef had Chibas Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Vahalisa Mesem Atzmoisa. Yosef Atzadik only wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Shem, but Yosef Atzadik wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ubnoisav Chivei Vesa Aretz. The Bnois Slavchad went in the Derech of their Zayde Yosef Atzadik. So the reason the pasuk says LeMishpachais Menashe Ben Yosef, because there's something in this story that the Bnei Slavchad are showing that really is mesamol. It has a shaychis to their holy grandfather, Yosef HaTzadik. And that is the Bnei Slavchad in this story, when they come with a tiny lomi yigar Hashem Avinu mitoich mishpachtoi. T'no lonu achuza b'soich achay Avinu. Why do they want a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? It's because they were chivivu asa aretz. Because they want Eretz Yisrael so badly, because it's Eretz Yisrael, because it's an Eretz HaKodesh, and they have such chiba, such a hava for this land. That's a midah that we saw by Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik said, V'alisem es atzmoisa. He says, take my bones and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. And the reason the Torah here is miyaches, the Bnei Slavchot to Yosef, is because they were behaving like the Zayde Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was chivei v'esa aretz, so too Bnoisav were chivevu esa aretz. It's interesting that the hakdama to the parasha of the Bnei Slavchot is the fact that they were chivevu esa aretz. The truth is, it's not so pertinent, right? At the end of the day, the Bnei Slavchad came with a taina, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is a good taina. Came Bnei Slavchad Doivreis. They're saying good. The Targum says, Yo'us Bnei Slavchad Memalala. They're saying good. In fact, Rashi says, Kach Ksuva Parshas Ulefanai B'maru. Even had the Bnei Slavchad not come, and had they not had this grace of taina of Lama Yigar Hashem Avinu Mitoich Mishpachtoi, they anyways would have ended up getting the land. Right? This was going to be, regardless, they had a schus to somehow be the conduit through which this halacha would be introduced in the Torah. But be'etzem, kach ksuva parashas ulefana b'marim. They were going to get it regardless. Just to bring out the point a little bit differently, we've mentioned a few times from the Chidush Arim, and other tzaddikim said this as well, that in the parasha of Pesach Sheni, so the people that were Tmeim Lenefesh, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a taina and they said, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out and not have the schos to be able to bring a carbon Pesach? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what Talach is. So he said, Imdu ve'eshma ma'yitzav Hashem eschem. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he communicates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings the famous Chazal, Ashri Yalud Isha. Imagine a Yalud Isha that whenever he wants to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on a dime, he's able to communicate. It's an incredible thing. But Chidush Arim famously said that really had the Anoshim that were Tmeim Lenefesh not come to Moshe Rabbeinu with a Taina Lo Menigara, there wouldn't have been a Parasha Pesach Sheni. Meaning, as far as they knew, and as far as Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and as far as the Emes, there wasn't going to be a Parasha Pesach Sheni. But because they wanted it so badly, they said Lo Menigara, so the Chidush Arim said they were able to schlep a mitzvah out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were Zoicha to a special mitzvah. The Bnei Slavchan also came with a Taina of Lo Menigara. Actually, Lo Menigara. But this is different. Because here, when the Bnei Slavchan came, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Kach it's mash, but this is the way it was supposed to be all along. Yos, that timing good. They didn't schlep the parsha out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That parsha was Chai V'Kayim. In fact, I went back to the sources where this var from the Chidush Arim is brought down. The Likutei Malach Torah, I saw it in the Siftei Tzadik, right, from all the Geras Svarim. The Chidush Arim, when he said the var, he actually bited from this contrast. He said, look, by the Bnei Slavchad, what did Chazal say? Kach ksuva parashas ulefanei b'marim. In the parasha of Pesach Sheni, it doesn't say that. And that was his hechrich to say what he said. It's mashma, there wouldn't have been a parasha of Pesach Sheni had they not come with a taina. But because they said, lama nigara, that in and of itself was a schus, it was a meshicha, they were able to schlep out of parsha. So the Bnei Slavchad were not mechadish anything. It was kach ksuva parsha zulefanai b'marim. But at the same time, they were the conduit. They had the schus. Megalgal, it's schus hayadei zakai, that a parsha in the Torah was ki'ilu nichtava al yadon through their taina. Al kolponim of lama yigara shem avinu. And in the world of drush, I think it's something that's enei oimer elav dershuni. So just one ha'ara. So really, the way we ended off the previous Radebay was that Chazal say that the Bnei Slavchad were chivvu asa'aretz, just like Yosef HaTzadik, their Zeder, who was chivev asa'aretz. And the truth is, this idea of chiv asa'aretz is something that you find. And we were a little bit faplanted. Like, what's the makar to this? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? We know that's a very, very important thing. Machlik is Rambam and Ramban, whether it is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. To conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Hirashtam. But at the same time, what's this Indian of Chibas Aretz? So we mentioned the Lashon of the Charedim, the Lashon Hazav v'hanifla of the Sefer Charedim in Perek Nun Tes, where he says, "V'tzorich kol ish Yisrael lechabe ves Eretz Yisrael v'lovoy eileh me'afsei Aretz b'tshuka gedoylo kibein el chek imoy." So the Charedim already picked up this cue from different lechoynes of Chazal, and he backed it into the mitzvah. He said, "You want to know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is not just to settle the land. V'tzorich kol ish Yisrael lechabe ves Eretz Yisrael." And he gives us a hint: kibein el chek imoy. You have to have a tshuka gedoylo, like a child as a tshuka to go el chekimai. But arva arvet sarach. Again, at the end of the day, this is something that's sarach beer. So again, we're not going to get to the end of this conversation today, but just one ha'ara, and that is, first of all, what as far as the makar to this inyan of chibas Eretz Yisrael. I think the primary source, the number one source, it's not this Rashi in Parashas Pinchas, even though it's Mefurish in Rashi in Parashas Pinchas, but the primary Makar is the Gemara's at the very, very end of Masechtas Ksubas. The Gemara says, Rab Abba Menashek Kifi Da'aka. Rab Abba, when he would leave Akka, so he would kiss the slotim, he would kiss the rocks of Akka. Rab Chanina Mesakein Maskele. Rab Chanina, so he would always go and he would sweep the streets of Eretz Yisrael. If you look at Rashi in Ksubas Kufyud Beis Amar Aleph. Rashi says, Mesakin Maskele, Mashva, Umesakin Mechshoy Lehoir. Any Mechshol that was in the way of the roads in Eretz Yisrael, Rab Chanina would go and he would sweep them away. Machmas Chibas Ha'aretz, Shahoysa Chaviv of Aleph. Because he loved Eretz Yisrael so much. Rashi says it twice. Machmas Chibas Ha'aretz, Shahoysa Chaviv of Aleph, Umechazah Shalayetze Shem Ra Ladrochem. And he's so worried that somebody said, I was driving in Eretz Yisrael, and it was terrible traffic. I don't know. He didn't want anyone to say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. That's how much he loved Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Kaimi Mishimsha Lutula, Umitula Lashimsha. When they would learn in Eretz Yisrael, they would always want to be in a shady area. And the reason is because if they would be in a place and they're schwitzing and they're too hot, they would maybe start having like feelings, oh, it's too hot here, right? No, they didn't want to for one second have any feeling of shame ra about Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chia Bar Gamda Megander Ba'afra. Rav Chia Bar Gamda, he would roll in the dirt in the offer of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, David HaMelech said this in Tehillim, Ki rotsu avodecha es avoneo ve es afara yichoinenu. The avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they wanted, they were merutza. They loved the stones ve es afara yichoinenu. So this is really the Makar. This is Exhibit A right here, where you find this was the minig of different Amirom. They loved Eretz Yisrael so much and on such a level that literally the stones, the offer, the roads, everything was so covered by them that they would literally act in a way of chiba and ahava towards these inanimate objects, towards the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you a dover nifla that I saw. So Rashi says that the Bnei Yisrael called b'chivvu esa'aret. Where'd they get it from? They got it from Yosef HaTzadik. Demis says, you find this by Yaakov Avinu as well. Yaakov Avinu. I mean, you find it everywhere. But listen to this parsha that everybody knows. These psukim, and I think this gives it a little bit of a different ponim. So we know the psukim, the beginning of parsha is Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov miber shava. Vayelech harana, vayivka v'mokam ahu, vayolen shom kivah hashemesh, vayikach me'avnei hamokoy, vayosem mirashoysov, vayishkov v'mokam ahu. So Yaakov Avinu is leaving Be'er Shava, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. Vayelech harana, he's going to Haran. Why is he going to Haran? He's going to go to the family of Lavan. He has to do a shidduch. Vayivka v'mokoy. Doesn't say where, but he came to a makom, because I'll say it was Haran Meiriyah, Vayolen Sham, and he went to sleep there. And the reason he went to sleep there was Kivah Hashemesh, because the sun set. Chazal say that the sun set prematurely. Vayikach me'avnei hamakom, and he took from the stones of that area, Vayosem mirashoysav, and he put them around his head for protection. Vayishka b'makom ahu, and he went to sleep over there. Chazal say b'makom ahu shocha, but the 14 years previous that he was in Shein Ve'ever, he hadn't gone to sleep. And then he had a dream, and he sees the Malach Elikim, Oilam V'yardim Vay, he sees the Sulam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, and he gives him a tremendous bracha. V'hinei anoichi imach u'shmartich b'chal ha'shetelech. This is the maisa that we said over from Rav Mendel of Vizhnitzer, the maisa with the Kedushas Levi that we spoke about earlier in the week. But the bottom line is a psukim that every single kid that's ever gone to cheder is very, very familiar with. The Chidah, in his Sefer Roish David, in his drushes, so he brings a pshat in these psukim from his Zayda, Rabbi Avram Azulai. So the Chidah had a very famous grandfather who was known as the Baal Chesed LaAvram. He was a tremendous guy and also a very famous Mekobel. And the Chidah quotes his Zayda, the Chesed LaAvram, who learned up these psukim here in the beginning of Parashas Vayetze. I'll just read one excerpt in a veinig. V'rav achos in marzik neinu, Rav Avram Azulai, z'chayinu levrocho l'chayu elam abo. But pirush eksivas yad, pirush l'fi pshutai. This is the way he explained the pasuk. He said, the derech ha'ahuvim ha'nemonim. The derech is when you have two people that really love each other, when they part ways, l'siba, for whatever reason, boichim, they begin to cry. U'mefaisim zelozeh, and they stop being mefaisim, it's going to be okay, don't worry, I'm going to be thinking about you. Right, they suddenly have this very emotionally charged conversation. K'moshem atzinu b'dovin yoynesen, like you find in Dovin yoynesen, ayin shmul aleph, perek chav, pasik mem, and pasik menav. Said Rabbi Avram Azulai, the Baal Chesed Avram, v'kol kach godlo be'enei Yaakov, avinu olav Shalom Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu had such feelings for the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, ki behigir the tchum Eretz Yisrael, that when he came to the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, vayetze Yaakov mi ber shava vayel lecharon. See, he came to the Granitz. He was in the airport. He's about to leave Eretz Yisrael. Kol sonafshoi behiparda mimena. He said his nefesh just got overwhelmed over the fact that he has to leave Eretz Yisrael. Vehischa lefayes ulechavei va'aretz. And he started being mefayes the way. He's having a conversation with Eretz Yisrael. His ahav of Eretz Yisrael was oozing the livkos, and he began to cry. Ulahagit tsara. And he started telling Eretz Yisrael how painful this is for him. Ki bayreyachu, he said, I'm running away. I want you to know I would never leave you for a second. He said, but I'm running away. I have no choice. My brother wants to kill me. Chamish kambreiro. Uliyam imoi daita yulava. You have nothing to worry about. I'm going to come back. I'm not forgetting about you. As Yaakov Avinu is crying and he's being mafias and he's talking to Eretz Yisrael, as this is happening, it just got late early and all of a sudden the sun set, and he had no choice but he had to end up spending one more night there. That's what the pasuk means when it says vayifka Bamokoim, Vayoven Shon Kibo Hashemesh. Vayifka Taich the Chesed Lavron is a lotion of Pius. And here on the new Chidaz, they bring Ayin, Nachal Kedumin, Reish Parshas Yetze, where the Chidaz brings a Makar that Vayifka is a lotion of Pius. Bamokoim Daiko. He was Vayifka Bamokoim, Al Shahoyan Nifrod Me Eretz Yisrael, Mokoim HaKodesh. Vayifka Bamokoim, he was being Matthias the Mokoim. And what happened was, the Kol Kachirba Pius Ubchio, Kederich Oyevireya, Achizeho Yis. That's what happened. What happened was Vayifka Bamakam, he was being Mephias to Makam. He's having this incredibly emotional experience. And it got late. And that's what it means Vayol and Shom. He ended up having to stay there. Kiba Hashemesh. Valderich Zehu Masha Amru. Said Bal Chesed Avram. That this is Alderich, what Chazal said in Ksuvas Kufi Yud Bezom and Aleph. That one Amoira have a Menashe keeping the Akon. Ki Rotz Abodech HaSavonech. That was a different Amoira. V'kashe Ro Hashem Toike V'havas Yaakov V'yun Olav HaShalom Eretz Yisrael V'chvoidoi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the incredible Ahava that Yaakov V'yun had for Eretz Yisrael, and he saw it was L'chvoidoi She'chelko Yisbarach, and it was obviously for the reasons of Kedusha. So Nigla Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Yaakov V'hiftichoi, and he promised him L'ashiva Yal Adam Azai. He said, I promise you I'm going to bring you back to this land. Zeu Toirev Divrei Moiri Zikne Hatzadik Zechoyne Levrachav Hu Herich Bahaskes Aksuvim. And he said he went through the psukim so clear with this in Vayivka Bamakim. There was a prayer. There was an incredibly emotional prayer because Yaakov Avinu was leaving her. I can't leave. I can't say goodbye. Sometimes it's hard to say goodbye. And this was a goodbye that was very difficult for Yaakov Avinu. And that's what's happening. And it ends up taking the whole night. And Vayol and Shom Kiva Hashemesh. And he has no choice. And he has to sleep there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you want so badly not to leave Eretz. So I promise you, you're going to end up coming back. I think a tzushtel to this shtickle that the Chidah brings from the Chesed Avram is in the Tzroir Hamar in Parshas Vayetze. So we had the schos recently to quote from the Tzroir Hamar a lot. Rabbi Avram Saba. So in the Tzroir Hamar, right here on this pasuk, listen to what he says. So the pasuk says, continuing along. So Yaakov Avinu realizes he's going to have to sleep that night in Be'er Sheva. He's stuck. Vayikach me'avnei hamokim. So he takes from the stones, Vayosa mirashoysov, Vayishkav bamokim aho. Says the Tzora Amor, this is half of a fellow mamish. Ulefi sheyakim, I'm just picking up in middle one excerpt. Maylo ze hamokim, shu mokim mikdoshenu. So he's rather learning that it was the mokim hamikdosh, the way Chazal learned. But that's not the point. Chibavoy, he had a tremendous chiba for this area. Velokach me'avnei hamokim. So what did he do? He took the stones, lechabav amul lenashkon, because he wanted to show them chiba, and he wanted to kiss the stones. Ka amru, like Chazal said, ki rotzu avodechos avoneo vesafaru yichoynenu. V'amru zal, ksubas kufyut beis, reploini kadav chazi afadar di Yisrael, havin mechabavu menashko, lekaya vesafaru yichoynenu, v'chein Yaakov, lechabit ze hamokoyim, lokach me avonov, v'som oysom, tachas mirash oysom. What was the side of Ayikach Me'ab Me'ab makom. It was that inyan mamish. It was v'esafaru yichayneinu ki rotzu avodechas. This was an act, an incredible act of ahavas eretz. V'loy daisha pogam b'makom hazeh. V'hisig malas b'lir v'ichur. Elo shenachsham. The shocha b'makom ahu. He wanted to sleep there. That's because, like David HaMelech said, zois minu chosi adiyah. V'zeu v'yishke b'makom. This is one big parasha of chivas eretz Yisrael. Haflu v'fel. The chesed l'avram. The tzrei rabar. This is coming from Kadmoinim. This whole parasha, the Vayifka, why it got laid early, why it's Vayikach me Avnei Amokim, it's all Soif Ksubas, because that's the parasha. The parasha of Vayetze is a parasha of Vayetze Yaakov Yivarashah. How does a Yid leave Eretz Yisrael? Right, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. Who gate there? Leaving Eretz Yisrael? It's a parish of Vayetze Yaakov. That's what's happening over here. It's a parish of right, because I'll even say, why do you have to say Vayetze Yaakov? There's a parish of Vayetze Yaakov over here. There's a whole parish of Vayetze Yaakov. A Torah Shlema. How will Yid leave Eretz Yisrael? And like the Gemara says in Soif Ksubis, it's mitaych Ahava, it's mitaych Rikshei Halev, it's mitaych Pius. That's what Yaakovino did. He couldn't leave Vayifka, Miloshin Pius, and it was, oh, and it was crying. And he was mismarmer, and he's doing all these in Yonim until it got so dark that he had no choice. But then when he goes to sleep, I want to sleep on a rock of Eretz Yisrael. That's what it is. And I want to sleep here. That's the Vayishka v'amokam ahu. Dvorim nefla. But what is the Eibush to tell him, said the Chesed Lavram. The Eibush to tells him, you want so badly to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's so hard for you and it's so painful for you to leave. He says, if that's the case, I give you a promise. I promise you I'm going to take you back. V'ini anoichi imach, u'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, v'ashivoisicha elo adoma azois, ki lo yezovcha ad asher emosisi, eis asher dibarti loch. If you so badly want to be in Eretz Yisrael, you know what you're going to merit? You're going to merit to be in Eretz Yisrael. You know, I think a tzushtel to this is, if you look in the Sefer Magid Mesharim, that's, of course, the Sefer that was written by the Beis Yosef, the different things that the Magid, the Malach, was Megal to the Beis Yosef. So in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, he brings that the Malach asked a whole bunch of kashas in the beginning of Parsha Shlach. And one of the questions was, is that it seems to be a little confusing. Whose idea was to send the Meraglim? On the one hand, Rashi says, Shlach lechom midaitcha anien, eine mitzava oischam tirtze shlach. It sounds like there was really no tzivoy, but it came from the Yidden. It's a little bit unclear, right? And the Lashon Shlach Lecha sounds a little bit like Moshe Rabbeinu. What? So the Maggid said like this. This is what the Maggid said. It's a long piece, but this is the Tamsus HaDvarim. The Maggid said that Hashem wanted to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. The problem is they had sinned in the Midbar. And because they had sinned in the Midbar, there was a little bit of an issue here. They weren't going to have this. They were losing their schos very, very quickly. And this was a problem. So the Eibishter made a tachbula. You know what the tachbula is? I'm going to give Klal Yisrael the cheshek to want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And if they have a cheshek to go into Eretz Yisrael, if they're going to want Eretz Yisrael badly enough, you're going to see they're going to get it. Because that's the way it works. If you want Eretz Yisrael badly enough, you end up getting Eretz Yisrael. But how am I going to give them the cheshek for Eretz Yisrael? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he planted an idea in the hearts and the minds of the Jewish people. You know what the idea was? Let's send Meraglim. Why is this an idea that's going to lead to Chibas Eretz Yisrael? Because the Meraglim are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to come back. Right, he comes back from Eretz Yisrael. What does he say? Oh, it's not Shaykh, right? And he's going to say, you can't even imagine what it was like to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that feeling and that report is going to cause the Yidden to have feelings of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. And in the schus of the Chibas Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden will actually now have a reason to merit the land. So you want to know whose idea was to send the Meraglim? It was the Klal Yisrael's idea. But it's mashma a little bit, it came from Hashem. Yeah, it did, because the idea came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the way the Maggid explained it. The emesis that Rav Teichtal, in his Ema Banim Samecha, if you want to look it up, it's in page Kuf Samach Vav, Kuf Samach Zayin. He made a very big deal about this Maggid Meisharim. That you see from here that if a Yid wants Eretz Yisrael badly enough, the Chiba, the Ahava, the Tshuka for Eretz Yisrael, that in and of itself is a Siba, it's a reason for Yid to be Zoicha to Eretz Yisrael. I once thought that Rashi says in Parshas Boy. So we know that during the Shloshes Yemei Afela, right? During the 3 days of Makas Choshech, where it was Choshech Vafela. So what happened? The 4/5 of the Yidin, the Vachemushim, all of Bnei Yisrael, right? The other 4/5, they ended up dying. So Rashi in Chumash says, V'lo mehevi aleim Choshech, right? This is where Rashi brings this idea. Why did Hashem bring Choshech? Shehoyu b'Yisrael ba'osei Adar Rishon. Because in that generation, they were Rishon. V'loihoyu roitzim latzeis. And they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Umesu b'Shloshes Yemei Afela. So it always bothered me. They were Rishon. For like, how you write some latzes? It's like Yehuda va'oid l'kra. They died because they were Rishon. The Teretz says, Lefidah Zvart from the Maggid. Had they wanted to go, could be even if they were Rishon, they would have been Zaycha to go. That was what the Maggid said. That even though the Yidden and the Midbar lost their schus to go to Eretz Yisrael, but the Haven, the Rotten, and the Chukka to go to Eretz Yisrael would have been a Siba for them to go to Eretz Yisrael. The problem is they were Rishon, A. For like, how you write some latzes, B. So now you're out of business. Strike three. And as a result, they had no schus to go into Eretz Yisrael. But I think it's mefurish in this Var from the Chesed Avraham. Yaakov Avinu want so badly to go to Eretz Yisrael. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Oh, you want it. It's so hard for you to leave. And you mamish. You can't come to yourself to the point where this feeling of Ahab and Chiba is coming out now at the time of the Pareda. V'hinei anoichi imach ushmarticha b'chol asher telech v'ashivoisicha elo adom ma'azoyis ki lo yazovcha ad asher mosis is asher dibarti lach. The parasha of the B'nai Slavchad is a parasha where the B'nai Slavchad are going to be zoicha to a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That up until that point, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even realize they were supposed to get. They come with a request. That request is granted, and it literally changes or reveals to us a parasha that we otherwise would not have known. What was their request? Their request was Tno lanu achuza, give us a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say came b'noi slavcha deivreis. Because when a yid comes with azah chiban, azah havif Eretz Yisrael, and he says Tno lanu achuza, it's granted. Now it's true, that was the Hakdama. They would have gotten it regardless. But at the same time, Rashi, right in the beginning here of this Parsha, told us that you should know the B'nai Slavchad are being motivated with an incredible level of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. There's some drush, there's some message that we need to take from this. I think maybe this is the message, that the B'nai Slavchad Chiba for Eretz Yisrael got the Mechelik in Eretz Yisrael. Now, would they have gotten it regardless? Yeah, but the message is still a message. And that is, when a Yid has a Chiba and a Tshuka and a Rotzen for Eretz Yisrael, Machmas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Machmas, the incredible Milos, the Ruchnius, the Milos that Eretz Yisrael has. But that in and of itself is a Siba to get Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu so badly doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, I give you a Haftacha, you're going to come. You have nothing to worry about. The Dor HaMidbar, who really had lost their merit to go into Eretz Yisrael, but said the Maggid, this is the Malach talking. Had they wanted Eretz Yisrael badly enough, they couldn't. It could be those 4/5 Yidden that died in the Midbar would not have died, even though they were Rishon, if they were because the Hava and the Chiba and the Chuk of Eretz Yisrael is a Siba. It's a Siba for Vahirashtem. It's a Siba for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That in of itself is a reason why you should be Zaychat Eretz Yisrael. And that's at least superficially the way it plays itself from here in the parish of the B'nai Slavchad. They come with Chibas Eretz Yisrael, Tno Lano Achuzo, Kein B'nai Slavchad Doivreis. They are Taka going to get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Again, this concludes part 2, the Ezra Hashem. There will be a part 3.